I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First, Christian radio plays a vital role in Haiti. We'll learn why in just a moment. Then later, we'll discuss the conflict between Halloween and following Christ. Stick around for the discussion. But we'll begin today in Haiti, where flooding from Hurricane Melissa has killed at least 25 people in the country and left 18 others missing as the storm tore through the Caribbean region this week. Kate Michelle with Radio 4VEH, Transworld Radio's partner ministry in Haiti, says the loss is compounded by many Haitians' living situations.
A lot of Haiti's people are living in very vulnerable areas. So they may be living in vulnerable housing that doesn't really withstand strong winds. They may be living on the side of a hill or mountain that when there's a lot of heavy rainfall, the streams just come flooding down the hillside.
While the storm battered Haiti's south, 4VEH's broadcast center in the north continues to operate. In times of crisis, Christian radio is both a practical and spiritual lifeline.
A lot of the areas where we broadcast have no other connections with the outside world. So particularly when there's a very serious storm coming, we may change our programming hours. We may do more live broadcasts. And then we always have a very strong focus on prayer during our daily broadcast.
Next, 3 years after a near leveling attack on Erpine Biblical Seminary in Ukraine, the school is thriving. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says that in 2022, the seminary suffered 30 rounds of mortar fire. Now it's rebuilt, yet the real change is in the people. Mock says,
there was joy in the hallways. The professors that were there walked up and gave me great hugs with smiles on their face, saying, it's good to see you. The students in between the breaks when I was teaching were worshiping. Literally, they gathered around a piano and worshiped.
Mock says this should serve as a reminder for all believers. The gospel is being lived out by ordinary people who now are living through extraordinary trials and circumstances.
In Isaiah 30, verses 20 to 22, and verse 21, it talks about, you will hear the voice of the teacher, and he will say, this is the way, when you turn to the left or the right. And we need to have that laser focus on him, and that will guide us through these times. And that's what I saw in Ukraine, not despair, but joy. And that's kind of the story behind the story, is God advancing his church. And it's a glorious thing to see.
Please join us in praying that God would continue to sustain the church in Ukraine and bless the ministry of Erpine Biblical Seminary.
We're reminded, don't look to the left or the right, but fix our eyes on Jesus. And that's what these churches are conveying to us by their testimony, that we would hear that voice in the same.
And finally, today is Halloween. Are you trick-or-treating tonight? Well, if you're a Christian, we wanted to offer another perspective. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says,
do Christians who believe in Jesus Christ, who are to have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, should we be involved?
Halloween's pagan roots date back 2,000 years to Ireland, when ancient Celts wore costumes to ward off evil spirits. Known then as Samhain, October 31st was when spirits were believed to roam the world of the living. In the 8th century,
Pope Gregory established All Saints Day on November 1st, the night before became known as All Hallows Eve, which eventually became Halloween. So many of these old pagan practices continued, and they took on new forms.
But Halloween never lost its ties to spiritual darkness. And today, some occult members celebrate it as a high holiday.
Let's not mess around with things that began as pagan worship, because that's what Halloween depicts, is death and darkness.
In the war between Christ and Satan, there's only light and dark. Where do you stand?
There's an invisible war going on, according to the Bible, that's taking place until Jesus Christ returns. It doesn't matter if you believe that or not. When God says this is true, then you can know it's true.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.